Wedding ministers need discernment, but discernment must not become control. This is very important. A wedding minister is called to serve the bride and groom, not dominate them. The minister is called to teach scripture, ask wise questions, notice concerns, clarify boundaries, and guide preparation. But the minister is not called to manipulate the couple, shame them, pressure them, or make every decision for them. Discernment without control is a ministry skill. Proverbs 15:22 Webb says, "Where there is no counsel, plans fail, but in a multitude of counselors they are established." The wedding minister can be one wise voice in the couple's preparation, but the minister is not the only voice. Senior pastors, mentors, parents where appropriate, counselors, civil authorities, and mature Christian friends may also have a role. The minister should ask questions that open truth, not questions that trap the couple. For example, instead of saying, "You are clearly not ready," the minister might say, "I am hearing some important concerns. Would you be willing to slow down and talk through them with a pastor or counselor before we finalize the ceremony?" Instead of saying, "Your family is the problem," the minister might say, "It sounds like family pressure is affecting your peace. How are the two of you making decisions together before God?" Instead of saying, "I know what you should do," the minister might say, "Let's pause and ask what faithfulness requires in this situation." Matthew 7:24 WEB says, "Everyone therefore who hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock." Marriage preparation is not merely about getting through the wedding day. It is about helping the bride and groom build on rock. But even there, the minister must remain humble. You are not the Holy Spirit. You are not the couple's conscience. You are not their parent. You are not their therapist unless separately qualified. You are a minister serving Christ, Scripture, covenant, and the couple's good. Discernment without control means you may need to say hard things gently. You may say, "I am willing to continue preparation, but I believe we need another meeting before moving forward." You may say, "This issue is beyond my role, and I would like you to meet with a qualified counselor." You may say, "I cannot officiate this ceremony in good conscience as things stand, but I want to decline respectfully and help you find appropriate next steps." That last sentence is difficult, but sometimes faithful. The wedding minister must also guard against fear of people. If the venue is booked, the family is excited, the couple is emotional, and the date is close, it can feel easier to ignore concerns. But Christian ministry cannot be driven by pressure. Ephesians 4:15 WEB calls us to speak truth in love, not truth without love, not love without truth, truth in love. The bride and groom are embodied souls before God. The bride is an organic female image bearer. The groom is an organic male image bearer. They deserve honest, humble, Christ-centered care. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant, and covenant service requires discernment without control. Wise enough to notice, humble enough to listen, courageous enough to speak, and loving enough to stay within proper boundaries.